French authorities investigate calls for Halloween purge of police officers. By Chris Tomlinson on October 31, 2018. The author of a social media post calling for people in the heavily migrant-populated Paris suburbs to riot and purge police has been arrested, with French officials remaining on alert. The 19-year-old was arrested Tuesday after calling for a purge on Snapchat of police in several parts of France on Halloween night, including the notorious Saint-Saint-Denis suburbs of Paris, Le Figaro reports. The post, which likely drew inspiration from the U.S. horror film The Purge, listed a number of rules for participants to follow, including dress in black with a mask if possible, as well as saying that all weapons are allowed and that rioters should burn everything you see, cars, garbage cans, etc. The author then advised attacks on police, saying, "The police should be attacked with mortars, fire, firecrackers and stones." Shortly after the post traveled across French social media, police in Corbeil-Essonnes, an area within Saint-Saint-Denis, were attacked and three vehicles belonging to local residents were set on fire. Since the initial post, several other copycat posts have also emerged, with one adding a rule telling women not to participate in the rioting. The 19-year-old claimed that the post was a joke, but police are taking the matter seriously, with Interior Minister Christophe Castaner saying the call for a purge was a call to murder police officers. Police officer Olivier Michelet in Essonne said that officers would remain vigilant in case of rioting, saying, "This is the first time that a call to violence has taken a national scale," and added, "This has certainly encouraged other young people to put these threats into practice." Rioting in France has become commonplace on both New Year's Eve and on Bastille Day in July of each year, and has seen youths set hundreds of cars on fire and attack police. On New Year's Eve 2016 alone, it was estimated that at least 1,000 cars had been set on fire across the country. New Year's Eve 2017 saw similar behavior and shocking footage of a female police officer being viciously beaten by a gang of young men. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.